You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Black Friday is upon us, and various organisations, including the UN, have raised concerns over waste and overconsumption during this time. Professor Lisa McNeil talks about overconsumption, the social pressures around such deals, and the rising concerns over marketing tactics used during this time.
How do big companies make profits during Black Friday, given the massive discounts they provide?
Well, that's a question that has many facets to it. You need to really know what the actual markup of the product is to make an assessment of how they make profit. The advertised recommended retail price is often significantly higher than the purchase price to the retailer. Therefore, they've got room to move in terms of their discounting. So it really depends. It depends on the product, and it depends on the strategy that the company is actually taking regarding their discounting. There will be some products that companies are willing to take a loss on or effectively to break even on to encourage customers into the store. There are other products that will appear to have a large discount, but the organisation is still making a profit on them.
How can small businesses compete with big companies during this time?
Well, I suppose that they have to think really carefully about what it is that they offer. So if you think, for example, of somebody purchasing from a large organisation, but they're purchasing online, they may be purchasing from a company that's not in their hometown, it's not local, there's a risk associated with that. If you have a problem with a product, you need to return it, you need some after-sales service of some sort. It's not quite the same as going to a local retailer where you can actually access that very easily. So local retailers perhaps, or smaller retailers, need to think carefully about what other aspects of value they can offer customers and how they might communicate that.
And so are there any social pressures on the public to buy during Black Friday?
Absolutely. Black Friday is effectively an American traditional, well, not even traditional, an American sort of newly established tradition that's centred around the Thanksgiving period. However, due to social media and high visibility of this as a sales event, and due to the timing, the lead-in to Christmas, the period where people are starting to think about Christmas shopping, that type of thing, there's a lot of strong psychological triggers associated with it. It is a global phenomenon, and there's clear social proof that New Zealanders are very aware of the phenomenon. They see friends and family participating in the phenomenon. There's really pervasive advertising out there. And it's pretty much a social bandwagon effect where people want to be part of that sort of shared excitement and that perception that they're getting a deal.
So there's also something called Cyber Monday. And so essentially, I want to ask you, why do we have these two separate, essentially, sale days in New Zealand?
So the idea behind that is that in terms of Black Friday, it was that you would go into a store physically to purchase goods. Cyber Monday was the opportunity for you to purchase from online retailers. So it was that combination really of the two different channels that consumers are quite used to purchasing from. To some degree, it gives it a little bit of equity in the marketplace. So consumers who prefer to purchase online are still taking part in this phenomenon, taking part in the discounts. Consumers who prefer the excitement of going into a physical retail store are able to. But one of the things that's quite interesting is, you know, we started with a Black Friday and a Cyber Monday, but the reality is, if you look at the advertising around it and the retailer-driven marketing, we're talking about, you know, a Black Week or even a Black Month, really. These competitive prices or the advertising of them, they're really carrying on for almost the whole of November.
And aren't deceptive marketing tactics a thing in New Zealand?
Absolutely they are. And it is absolutely something that Consumer New Zealand has been well aware of, that some of our accrediting bodies for consumer protection are well aware of. The thing with deceptive marketing around Black Friday is there are several different ways that a retailer could position the sale. So it could be that they're actually inflating their prices. So they could be raising prices in the weeks leading up to the sale and then making that Black Friday discount look a lot larger than it really is. There are misleading deals that are promoted. So for for example, a store might say up to 60% off everything in store, when the reality is most goods are sort of between 5 and 20% discount. There's very few 60% discounts. It could be that you have a misleading store-wide claim, so a sale that's notionally store-wide but only applies to some products with some items excluded in fine print. Also, there's concern around the creation of false urgency around these sales. So this is where a retailer will perhaps give you a notification that there's a time limit on the sale, or perhaps say that there are limited numbers of stock available. All of this adds to the pressure for a consumer to buy immediately, even if they don't need the item, and not necessarily think through their consumption.
And just with what you mentioned about the false sense of urgency, I just wanted to ask you, where does marketing ethics kind of step into this? Because obviously writing, say, an email copy about, you know, limited time offer, it's for example, where does the ethics kind of marketing ethics come into that? Should this be allowed? Should this kind of advertising be allowed where we tell people that they can only buy this for a limited time?
Marketing ethics and legislation around marketing tactics are two very separate things, right? If all marketing were ethical, then perhaps we would not be advertising sales at all to customers, because we wouldn't be trying to get people to purchase more than they necessarily need. We wouldn't be trying to sort of push people into a cycle of overconsumption. You're talking about perhaps legislation around marketing tactics, which is very different. These are the laws that are put in place to make sure that consumers have some level of protection in the marketplace. And certainly there are calls, at least in Australia, for some more protection to be put in place for consumers, particularly around what you're talking about, the countdown clocks or timers that that push people into making a snap decision around their consumption. So the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, they are very, very conscious of this. They would actually like to see a lot of this driven out of the market. But these are things that would need to be put into legislation and have a penalty associated with them. Very different from ethical marketing approaches, which rely on the retailer or whoever is creating the marketing content to have a particular view of the marketplace. And that view, if it is ethical, might not be consistent with actually operating in a marketplace in a profitable sense.
How can people essentially deal with the kind of overconsumption or waste or even buyer's regret during this time?
I think that people need to think about shopping consciously and consider whether they are taking part in the Black Friday sales with a target in mind of what they want to spend, the things that they need to spend on or that they know that they will have a use for, rather than just getting caught up in the excitement of there being a sale and purchasing things that really they didn't need or perhaps that they might regret later or dispose of quickly.
That was University of Otago's Professor of Marketing Lisa McNeil on overconsumption and the societal impacts of Black Friday sales.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.